Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Ogan here on Audio Boo, September 17th, and approaching 11 a.m. October's coming up, which is fantastic. And Paul Hopkins has taken it on board. He's taken the big chair this year, taking over from Rocco G from last year, who took over from the great and wonderful Sassy Cat, who did the previous 2 years, I believe, actually. But anyway. So we're trying to get on underway. Sarah, who is at Sarah, is kicking butt. she's just so desperate to get involved but have up front, you know, well in advance topics to help her, because I know how she works, and it's some may say it's methodical, but I actually admire the way she works, because when she does something, she does it bloody well, you know. No half-baked recordings, podcasts from Sarah. She does everything wonderfully well. So, yes, we're looking for topics, etc. I've got two or three in my head, and I'll forward those in a private message to Paul. And hopefully we can get the ball rolling quickly and get at least a week's advance topics from Paul fairly soon. And give us all a chance to be in front of the game, as it were, before the 1st of October comes along, the 1st of October. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that, as always. I haven't really thought about what I'm going to play this year, because it depends on the topics, but maybe my ideas will help me think about, if they're used, that is, help me... decide what I'm going to play. Part of this audio, I wanted to tell you about a find I got while I was down there in Northumberland last weekend. Sorry, just finishing off my espresso before it went cold. I went into a charity shop in the absolutely stunningly beautiful historic town of Alnwick in Northumberland. And went into a charity shop there. I can't remember what the charity shop was, but it doesn't matter. And I haven't been looking at CD music for a long while, because the market's flooded and CDs are being devalued, etc., etc. But I happened to walk past where there were a few vinyl records, and I had a quick look. There was nothing there, the usual rubbish. But my eye was caught by a wonderful picture on the front of a CD of a big gorilla's head with his big red tongue sticking out and fangs, with a half cheeky grin, if you can do that with fangs, I'm not sure. But anyway, that caught my eye, so I stood up, and it was the Rolling Stones album, their 50-year one from 1962-2012, called Grr, G-R-R. With an exclamation mark at the end, Grr. And it's a triple album. And as I open it up, it's trifold, in other words, and it says 1962. So there are actually four sections to it. The first section contains the booklet with some wonderful pictures of the Stones. Then there's Grr 1, Grr 2, and Grr 3. And in total, there are, well, how's your maths? Or if you're in America or Canada, how's your math? Or do Canadians say maths as well? Anyway, disc one, their earlier stuff, Not Fade Away, Little Red Rooster, Last Time, Satisfaction, blah, 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 blah. The 17 tracks on that disc two, moving on a bit, you know, Jumping Jack Flash, She's a Rainbow, Brown Sugar, you know, Tumbling Dice, 16 tracks. And disc three, later stuff again, Miss You, Beastie Burden, Emotional Rescue, Start Me Up, Waiting on a Friend. Some excellent tracks in that stuff as well. And that's another 17 tracks. For £4, £4 it cost me for this wonderful album. And when I got to the checkout, there was a lovely young, well, in her late 30s, 40 anyway, girl, young compared to me, who was a bit shocked when I presented this because she told me that she had seen it come in the day before, nearing the end of the day, and one of the other staff members must have been racking them up, putting the new stuff on the CDs. She said, "I seen it coming in," and I thought, "I'm going to get that." But she wasn't, because I had it. So I says, "Do you really want it? Like, because I'll sell it to you for a tenner." I was getting it for £4. Actually, I wouldn't have sold it to her for a tenner, even if she said aye. So I've got it. It's brilliant. It's given me now an incentive to go online and see if I can find the vinyl version. And I know I'm not going to get it for £4. It's going to cost me a lot of money. It's, you know, I wouldn't buy it unless it was in really good condition anyway. So if I do find it, it's going to cost me a lot of money. But having listened to not all, but a great load of the stuff that's on this triple album, I've just got to get the vinyl version now. So maybe some material in there for the upcoming Octava. Yes. Yes. Come on, Octava. I'll be throwing some stones at it. There you go. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Oh, by the way, if you're going to do Octava and you have got some ideas, please get on to Paul Hopkins at VI Podcasting and throw it at him. Or throw them at him, because I'm sure they have his own ideas. As always, it's good to have more ideas than days, or more topics than days, so that you can pick out, and not be falling short at the end of the month. So if you've got any ideas, throw them towards Paul. That'd be fantastic. Yes, I'm getting excited now about Tamer. Almost excited as Sarah. Almost, not quite. Bye for now.